It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody hear any
gossip?
Celebrity
gossip. Hollywood
gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So, yeah. Ugh. So much going on this weekend, and rock legends Bon Jovi are celebrating their 40th anniversary together with that four-part docuseries on Hulu. I told you about it. It premiered on Friday. Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story explored lead singer John Bon Jovi's 2022 vocal cord surgery, along with whether he's going to be able to tour again.
You know, I've been against the ropes. Nothing else that matters until I work on getting better. It's up to God at this point. You know, I've done everything I can do.
Mm-hmm. King Charles will return to his duties for the first time since his cancer diagnosis, and Ryan Gosling made an epic surprise appearance during Universal Studio Hollywood's Waterworld stunt show on Saturday.
I just came out to say hi, so I'm about to go.
If you insist on being in this thing, I just want to
warn you. I don't insist.
This is not what you think it is. This is live. You can't hide behind that Deadpool costume out here.
First of all, I wasn't in Deadpool.
Yeah, I think the little guy in the Waterworld stunt show was a little too into that acting. Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department has 57 swear words.
Crying at the gym. Everything comes out. Teenage petulant. Get it again.
All right. Do I care? No. It's a 5,600% increase in profanity from her first album when she was 17. The album debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. By the way, Travis and Taylor attended Patrick Mahomes' charity gala in Las Vegas, but he partied alone at a club at 3 a.m. Was he alone? Colin Jost roasted President Biden at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night.
I have to admit, it's not easy following President Biden. I mean, it's not always easy following what he's saying, like...
President Biden laughed. Morgan Freeman filmed a parody of Nicole Kidman's viral AMC ad to honor her AFI Lifetime Achievement Award.
She takes us somewhere we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn together. She dazzles on the huge silver screen. Sound I can feel. Somehow she makes heartbreak feel good in a place like this.
That is so awesome to be honored by Morgan Freeman. Mike Myers is making headlines for looking unrecognizable with a gray buzz cut. Oh, and I got a dirt alert. So, college admissions scandal. College admissions scandal. Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin, did an interview with First for Women magazine, and when asked about her challenges in recent years, and I say that with quotey fingers, she quoted Chumbawamba. I'm not kidding. She really did quote Chumbawamba. So anyway, that's your dirt alert for the Daily Dust. And again, it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.